Remember the standing corn, remember the haycock where I so oft to Peggy have sworn that her I would never deny. Oh, there we eat cheesecakes and cream and many another fine thing, and there poor Hodge did dream he fast to his Peggy did cling. But waking it was not so, for I was deceived in my joy, and Peggy did still say no, yea, and seemed woundy coy, that she'd not give one lear, though a poppy garland I made, for to crown my lovely dear, whilst we did sit under the shade. O Cupid, what dost thou mean, unless thou intend'st for to kill a lover quite and clean? Now force my Peggy to smile, that like unto the gay rose, which upon yon bush does hang, she may a blush disclose, and with me merrily gang. To see the kids and lambs frisk on the flowery plain, and blating to their dams, for want of the teat complain, to hear the skylark sing, and the lapwing call her young, O Peggy, as fair as the spring, with Hodge wilt thou not gang. Alas, I am undone, if that thou dost say me nay. Woe's me, I e'er begun, if Peggy does turn away. Oh, come, my nut-brown lass, and pity thy love-sick swain, who to tumble in the grass would with thee now also fain. And help thee milk thy kine, whilst that he sing thee a song. Sweet bird, if thou'lt be mine, I'll please thee all the night long, and thou shalt be my queen, whilst Hodge he does constant prove, and dance with thee on the green. Oh, then, sweet Peggy, come, love. Forego your sorrow, Hodge, let not my unkindness move. I seemed coy but to dodge, and thy constancy for to prove. But now I find thee true, thou shalt no longer complain, nor so mournfully woo, for Peggy don't thee disdain. But freely thou mayst kiss, and if thou do something more, do not neglect thy bliss, but gang to yon shady bower. For I can't be unkind to Hodge, whose fine treat of cream and strawberries do so bind, that Peggy must ever esteem. I've heard my grannum say that maidens should bashful be. Once and again say nay before they to wed agree. And now my grannum's will, thy Peggy she has obeyed. She must her own fulfill, which Hodge is thy bride to be made. At this began Hodge to smile, and Peggy clipped in his arms. where sweetly kissing a while, she conquered so with her charms, that heart could not forbear, but to the next shade they went, where he down did lay her, and gave her her heart's content.